the split right down the center and cut it in two with the breast, and they don't have it anymore. But we'd cut it across this way and leave that wishbone. Whoever got it made a wish. Of course, that wasn't his real name.
Did you have, suppose you broke the bone, and what did you call a large piece? Split the pulley, split the wishbone, and one.
The wishbone came right at the neck.
Yes, you pull on it, and the person who got the biggest piece made the wish, right?
No, you had to have the whole thing. You couldn't make a wish without you got the wishbone.
Oh, I see. Didn't anybody ever pull the two pieces apart?
They pulled it when they got it, after the meat was eaten off of, when they made the wish. One person catch hold of it, another catch hold of it, and they made the wish and broke it in two.
And what was the large piece called, remember?
Well, that large piece is the one that got the main wish. The other one didn't get
anything. Do you have to remember what the large piece was?
I can't think what they called it right now.
Was it boy bone?
Huh?
Is boy bone?
Something like that, but that wasn't what we called it. I've forgotten. But the one that got the big part piece got the main. Well, his wish was coming true. Mm-hmm. The other one didn't.
Mm-hmm. And you're telling me about your garden the other day. I don't think I asked you about the different kinds of potatoes that you.
Ash potatoes, sweet potatoes. That's all. Red potatoes and white potato, ash potatoes, and. Sweet potato.
Mm-hmm.
And the Puerto Rican was the best sweet potato.
Is that a yam?
Yeah, they're yams. They call them yam.
A Puerto Rican?
Any kind of sweet potato is going to call a yam.
Oh, is that the same?
Yeah.
Same thing.
I think they call any kind of sweet potato yam. Mm-hmm. But the yellow, some of them are not. Some of them are almost white when you bake them. I'm very fond of sweet potatoes. Baked, my daddy loved to bake anything, fill the oven full. And he always raised a lot of them. And he always sealed them up, protected them, had a cellar he put them in. And he always wanted the oven full, and they baked them. And they'd be right juicy, candied-like, it'd come out. And some of them are out, some of them are dry. That's the reason I said, I think it's a Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm.
Real deep yellow. Near about gold. I mean, near about orange colored. Near about like this rug on the outside. And they're the ones that would have, as you bake them, the candy'd come out, that the little ends kind of. And then you pull the skin off, put a little butter on them, bake them. Or you could. Cook them and with oranges and something, make a casserole out of them. And, you could boil them and make pies out of them, sweet potato pie. Mm-hmm. And I like sweet potato, but they got full of calories.
Mm-hmm.
Just full of calories and carbohydrates, and you just get bigger and bigger if you eat them.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see rice grow?
Oh, yeah.
Did they ever grow any around here?
No. But they do in the Delta. They do around Greenville. They grow rice down there. And on my travels, I went with the seniors. I've seen a lot of rice fields and places where they store rice. I've seen the bins where they store it. But down here, between here and Greenville, they have a few rice fields.
Mm-hmm. I think you mentioned the other day when you were telling me about your garden, little red hot peppery things that grow under the ground.
Under the ground.
Under the ground. You ever?
Radishes? You talking about radishes?
Yes, you grow those.
No, I don't grow them because I used to, but they would really disagree with me.
I see.
I ate some Saturdays a week ago at Batesville in a salad, but I was scared to death that I was going to have stomachache before I got home.
Mm-hmm.